A few honors bestowed upon the Houston Texans this week. After 6 field goals against the Ravens, Randy Bullock was named AFC Special Teams Player of the Week. And both J.J. Watt and Arian Foster will join the league's elite in Arizona January 25th for the Pro Bowl. This will be Watt's 3rd and Arian Foster's 4th. DeAndre Hopkins, Chris Myers, and Dwayne Brown were also named as alternates. Welcome back to Texans Huddle. You know, Mark, you touched on Arian a little bit with the halfback pass, which was really incredible. He didn't quite have the 100 yards in this last game, but really he has had perhaps, in my opinion, maybe the best season of his career.
I think there's no question about it, Patty, because everybody knows that that's the best weapon the Texans put on the table every single game offensively. Yeah, they have Andre Johnson, DeAndre Hopkins, but they're playing their 4th quarterback. Arian Foster had 99 yards. Look, the Ravens were 3rd in the league in giving up yards on the ground. They were phenomenal against the run. They knew the Texans had to do it, and Houston still did it anyway. Foster has been superb, and he needs another superb one on Sunday.
Well, the other running back in the backfield that has been having some success this season for the Houston Texans is Alfred Blue. And while we have talked about his stats and kind of what he's accomplished on the field throughout the year, not a lot has been said about kind of his backstory and where he came from.
Yeah, and this is a really good story. Look, on the field, I think he's a good story as well. In the Cleveland game, ran for over 150 yards. He's been the number 2 guy behind Arian, he and Grimes, but Alfred Blue is a very interesting guy, a guy you root for. I know you had a chance to catch up with him.
You talked about wanting to stay humble, and you're a kid that has stayed humble. And I think you had a lot of things that have been documented, tragedies in your past, a couple of fires, some deaths, a hurricane. I mean, how has all of that really shaped who you are, both as a player and as a person?
It shaped me as a player to stay humble because at any given time it can be taken away, and that's kind of how I treat my career as football. I mean, any given time, because I suffered an ACL injury my junior year, and I thought it was over. My house burned down. I mean, you just got to overcome stuff, and I kind of use football as to cope with all the stuff that happened off the field with the house burning down, Katrina and stuff. You just use your teammates to keep pushing you along, and that's kind of what I did.
Does that come from, did you have to learn that yourself, or was there a coach or your mom or anybody that said, hey, you know, go out on the field, forget about this? Did someone have to kind of push you that way, or did that just kind of come natural to you?
I would say it just kind of came natural. I just needed something to cope with, so I took football. I mean, football took up most of my time in college. It was something that I was always doing every day, and I just used that as the cope with it, just get away from the off-the-field issues and just use football to better myself.
Well, and you talk about college and your LSU family, Les Miles, the whole LSU family, and I'll say that because of what they did. Can you kind of take us through how they really helped you through some of that and what they did for you and your family?
The LSU family, they raised money to replace some of the damages to the house, to help my mom find a new house and stuff like that. So they put it together a foundation for me to help my mom and my sisters and brothers.
And, I mean, as a player, that's not usually a normal thing that's even allowed to be done, but there are special exceptions. And just even taking that, all of it, what did that mean to you to know that they went to the extremes and to the lengths to help out one of their own?
I mean, it meant a lot. I mean, it shows that they care about their players, the athletes that come to LSU. It showed me that I can call them family and I can always rely on them and I can always go back there and feel at home.
Did you ever think when you kept going through one fire and then another and then your uncle, all this stuff, did you ever at any point question why does this keep happening or isn't enough enough?
Not really. I just took, my mom always says, things gonna happen. You just gotta just keep moving forward. You just can't let it bring you down. You grieve over it. I mean, lost my two of my uncles close together. But I just use that as motivation to keep moving forward, not let it bring me down. Because both of them loved to watch me play. They always came to every game. So I knew that I couldn't stop just because something drastic happened to them. So I just kept using that. Like, if they were still living, they would tell me to keep pushing, do what you're doing, and they would tell me they were proud of me and what I'm doing.
Do you feel like you still play for them now?
Yeah, I still play for them. I play for all my family that supports me. So I go out there, I know they watching, so I try to go out there and do my best.
And it's not just going to end here when football season ends. It's still important to you to go back to LSU and get your degree?
Yes, man. I plan on doing that in January this year, next year, January, beginning of the year, depending on how the season goes. If, depends on how far we go in the season, but I plan on going back in January.
What's your degree in?
Sports administration.
And what do you, I mean, if and when football ends, what do you possibly see yourself doing?
I probably get into coaching. Not really sure right now, but coaching is probably what I'm going back to.
Is it because of the X's and O's of the game, or you feel like because you had coaches that really helped you through some things, it's about helping other young men?
I think it's the love of the game. You can't really let it go even though you stop playing. You just got it. It's something that's a part of you. I've been playing since I was 6 years old, so it's just something like when you're end of your career and you retire, it's like you can't just let it go. You got to find some way to be a part of it.
Well, you need definitely at least two running backs, maybe three. The Texans' third guy, by the way, Justin Forsett, well over 1,000 yards for Baltimore, doing great. Blue is important. He'll be counted on next year. Needs to have a great sophomore season in the league, if you will.
Yeah, and boy, after listening to his story, you can't help but to pull for him. All right, we're going to take another timeout here on Texans Huddle, but don't go away. When we come back, your Houston Texans, specifically number 80, being Andre Claus. Stay with us.